Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero vinyl plank flooring. It provides a genuine weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof and scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active families. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to The Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. To my right is Sean O'Brien.
Hi, Greg.
Wearing a coffee hat. What's that company called?
I don't know, man. I don't know what it's called. I can't see it.
Oh, Randy, we're in for a hot one today.
Maybe you can tell me, Tim.
It says Operation Coffee, Sean.
Sound familiar to you?
That's the joke.
Yeah.
So, it does sound familiar.
Yeah. What was it? American Coffee, I think is what you called it.
Freedom Coffee?
I think you called it
American
Coffee. Yeah, you're right. I think it was American Coffee. Yeah, yeah.
We love the USA Coffee.
Love.
To my left.
Opcoff. That's what I call it.
Tim Convy.
It's me, guys. I'm here. I'm back.
Wearing a Blues cap. It's a good-looking Blues cap.
It's the new logo. I just love what they did with the logo. Hate what they did with the team. Team is not playing up to expectations.
No, they're not good. Randy, you're a big Blues fan, right?
Randy, go ahead and start that clock, buddy.
Man, I can't believe I actually paid to subscribe to HBO Max last night so that I could watch that beatdown.
Mm. Blues were on HBO?
TNT, so sometimes you got to...
Right.
Get the subscription. You got to buy a HBO Max subscription for a month so you can watch the game. Normally they're on FanDuel.
Cherry picking.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, man.
Blackhawks beat them. Beat them bad. Yeah, they're bad. They were supposed to be good. And the logo. I mean, do you love the logo as much as I do?
Oh, like this one right here.
Well, sure, the classic. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, the note is good. What you got there is a Yves Saint Laurent or something like that.
Is that a cologne?
Yeah. You were trying to say Fleur de Lis and you said Yves Saint Laurent, which is a designer that has it.
I wasn't trying to say Fleur de Lis. It reminds me of the Yves Saint Laurent logo.
I see that actually.
Yeah.
So it's a STL, but done in the style of like musical notes, which I think is really cool how they leaned into that. But yeah, the old classic stuff is still there. But
is it supposed to look like a treble clef?
They added some stuff. Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to look like, a treble clef?
Yeah. Okay. They sort of... Tip of the cap.
Randy, you getting that? You guys, you're the resident musician.
I can't read a lick of music, man. I play by ear. I have no idea. I don't read.
Really? You can't read music?
No, not at all.
You can't read music?
Most rock people can't read music at all.
You just hear the notes?
Well, you just start playing and you're like, this is this and this is this. And you just never, like, you don't, for most rock musicians don't read music at all.
Really?
I mean, the Rolling Stones do not read music.
Oh, really?
The Beatles did not read music.
That's remarkable.
Like, George Martin did.
Hmm, interesting.
I mean, I'm saying that. Maybe Paul knows how to read music. But yeah, no, for the most part, no. It's not as... People are always so impressed by that, but it's not as impressive as it sounds. Right, Randy?
Man, I just got a guitar and I could kind of play it. I mean, I wasn't like proficient right away, but I could just hear things and just find notes right away. My daughter, who lives upstairs, classically trained, she can sight read and sing in foreign languages. Not me.
That stuff's crazy when people can do that.
I can read music.
It's great.
I mean, not like advanced type stuff.
No. Didn't help you when you were trying to learn the John Cougar Mellencamp part.
Yeah. So good at that.
But real question though, had that been written out, because you eventually got it a year later.
I think it was written out actually.
But note by note, like had it been on a staff, would you have been able to then execute it better?
No, I think I was just, I wasn't used to the pressure of timing coming in. I hadn't played in a long time.
It was a weird pickup.
You're like, coming down on me, I hadn't played a musical instrument in 20 years. And
right.
You're saying that, you know, that it was terrible.
It's like riding a bike, man.
I wasn't at that point. Yeah. It wasn't.
I got nothing on this one, folks. Sorry.
Yeah. But anyway,
I just enjoy that's the how we drew stuff. It
up. I love the,
thank you.
The new blue stuff is cool. Yeah, they have another one that is a fleur-de-lis, which is you know, the French flower thing that's one of the sort of symbols of St. Louis. So it's a fleur-de-lis with the musicals. It's they did a nice job, but boy, the team is not good.
Yeah.
Sabres won 10 in a row, which in Buffalo, that's like, whoa.
Are the Sabres good?
They're still not good, but they're like, I think they're middle of the road right now.
Okay.
Because of this 10 in a row, which is hilarious because still at the time of this taping, the Bills are still officially in it. So they won't even talk about the Sabres up there in
When I was Western a kid, this guy from the Buffalo Sabres stayed at our house for a few days.
What do you mean, player?
Yeah. Brian, can't remember his last name. He was friends with my Aunt Penny.
Really?
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah.
My neighbor growing up, who played in the NHL and eventually with the Blues on the Blues team that won the Cup, but he, first team, was the Sabres. So I went out when I was in Buffalo. Ludo was playing Buffalo and he was playing a game. I got to go see my neighbor that I grew up with play. It was amazing.
What's his name?
Chris Butler.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he was on the championship team for the Blues?
He was. He did not play in that series, but he was on the roster. He's in the pictures.
Did he come over in the trade with the other guy, the big guy? Because we made a key trade with Buffalo that year, didn't we?
He did not come over. No, he wasn't mid-season.
Okay.
I don't think.
Who was the guy we got from Buffalo that really changed everything?
Ryan O'Reilly.
There you go.
Oh, he did come over that season, didn't he?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's so funny. He just was the leader of that team in so many, I mean, Tarasenko and everything else that you forget that he just showed up that season. You're right.
Yeah.
Anyway, hockey chat.
Hockey chat.
Who likes it?
We love it. Yeah. We love it. I would say, in closing in hockey chat, I was watching last night, or I just saw a reel of a fight of that guy, Reeves. He used to play for
Ryan Reeves.
Yeah. I think he's a pretty tough.
He's a bad man.
And he went down. He lost last night. But it's just so wild to me out of all the four professional, the major sports there, that's just part of the game.
It's part of it.
It's just. Like, and you know what they...
Wait a minute, what's his name?
Ryan Reeves.
Yeah, I know him. Or I did a sketch with him one time. He was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, man. His dad played in the CFL, the Canadian Football League.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah, his dad was a real good athlete.
That's cool.
He's Canadian.
Yeah. I met him briefly, too. I didn't do a sketch with him, I'll be honest. But where is he now? He was in Vegas for a minute.
I don't remember, but it was just like, oh boy, here goes Seattle. And man, they just went at it for a good minute and a half, which is a lot. I mean, and it's just, and then one gets knocked down and then they're like, all right.
It's so funny.
It's so funny, Greg. You're
because
right.
Because it's like, they're it's just like, it's just knockdown, drag out, fight.
Yeah.
And that's just part of the sport. I remember one time these guys got in a fight in a college football game. And I mean, all of sports media is like, this thing just doesn't belong in sports. This is an abomination. Kids can't watch this. Then you turn on the NHL 2 minutes later, and there's like, he got him a good one.
It's like the whistle blows, the puck drops, and that's the best insane, when they all just decide this is happening, and then just go
slap shot,
boom, love it.
It's so wild. You got to give it up for the NHL in that.
I was thinking about we were doing a bit right before we started here about all right, let's go, we're cooking, turn it on, let's drive. And I don't know if I ever told you guys the story about I was doing a hosting something. It was a corporate thing, and there was a an auction involved, and they hired a professional auctioneer to raise money.
Yeah.
And seen a handful of these guys. I know.
Yeah, I've worked with a couple of those guys. Yeah. One from over in Illinois is pretty good.
Yeah, there's a few of them, and a lot of them get really into it.
Yeah.
They take it real seriously. People have different approaches.
They can make a big difference in how much money gets raised.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Some guys do the cattle calling thing, the 55, and that's where they're good. Yeah. Some guys are get very emotional, especially if it's a charity thing, and they really pull at the heartstrings. But this guy was so in the zone, took it so seriously. And I'd never done one of these things. This is a long time ago. And I'm hosting, I'm the MC. I'm just like, hey, here's this guy, and now here's this guy, and whatever. And there's a run of show, and that guy's there and he's ready to go. And he's coming in, you know, I got to do three segments, and then he comes and we show this video for the charity. And it's very like, you know, heartwarming or whatever. And then I got two other things, and then I bring the guy up, and the guy's backstage and he looks at me, he goes, bring me up. They're ready. And I go, oh no, man. And I show him the thing, and I go, oh no, I got two things. He goes, I'm ready now. They're ready. I can feel it. It's happening. Bring me up.
And I'm laughing. I'm like,
Really?
So, man, they get into a zone, man.
Yes. Yeah. And I look at the woman who's the head of the charity, and she's like, okay. And yeah. he just goes up. And then it's because you're pulling art strings. So we're getting money. And he was right. Yeah. They were ready. But yeah. he's like, bring me up. I'm like, oh, no, actually, we have a...
Meditating back
no, there. No, they're ready. I'm ready. It's time. Like, you could just feel it.
Yeah. Boy, I think I'd bomb pretty hard at that. I do not think that would be...
At running an auction?
Just at the... Yeah, I'd be in, you know, you? I'd be like, all right, yeah, everybody. You,
this is not your strong
Everybody, point. Listen up. All right. We're giving away a bucket of Listerine today.
We're not giving it away.
$5. Can I get five? Oh, come on. Nobody can get five? I'd probably alienate them. You guys are unbelievable. You're all cheap.
Yeah, I wonder if there are bad auctioneers. The guy's like, well, we're going to start the bidding at 500.
Yeah.
All right. The guy goes, I'll do it. He goes, okay, sold. You gotta move them up.
Yeah, if you do,
first offer, sir, you need a little bit more.
Nah, man, that's you guys. I could tell.
Yeah, I could tell, man. We take like what we can get here.
Yeah,
it's a hard thing.
It
man.
Is.
I've
no,
seen
I'm
people be bad
it.
At it, and it's. Yeah. I think you'd be. I think you'd be just fine.
Yeah.
Be Sean,
I mean, the charity probably owe money.
Yes, that's the thing. Is I don't think numbers is really.
But the color commentary.
Yeah. No. He. Yeah.
Be great.
One time I was doing something, I think it was my fraternity. It was mom's week for my old fraternity. They asked me to come back and a lot of my friends had kids in the fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the show and they said, you have to do the auction too. I was like, I'm not even getting paid for this. I have to do an auction. And one of them was like a puppy or something. And I still remember Brian Smith from the coach of Mizzou wrestling was there. He was just there watching with his wife, Denise, and they were just having fun. And I was like, I had no idea what I was doing. And I go, and the next item, this is a dog. Guys, as I understand it, they put these dogs down if they don't.
Greg goes right to the side.
Oh, Brian loved it. I had no idea.
Good.
Oh, I had no idea.
I mean,
what
if this dog didn't leave that with somebody dead, you might have a dead dog, and this is on your head.
Yep.
Yeah, man. I've done it. It's not easy. And I don't know that thing that they're when they're kind of saying forward. Like, I would imagine some of them like they're actually saying something.
Yeah.
And some of them that are faking it.
Yeah, for sure. Because some of it is the
Pickles ice cream and 700.
The cadence, it sort of raises the not only the energy level but the anxiety level a little bit when you're in the room and you're just like it gets you going like it's effective. Yeah. It works. I'm gonna try it. But sometimes the people you don't expect. I did one with a former hockey player was the guy, and I'm like, oh, he's doing the auction, and he'll kind of do it how I do it, which is like, hey, who wants to give me 400? Who wants to give me 500? But instead, it's like go time, and it here we go, and he starts going 55, 45, 45, give me 30, whatever. This you know, big professional hockey. I just wasn't expecting it at all.
Knew what he was doing. Huh?
Him to start going into a cattle auction. Yeah, it was fun. So he did a good job.
Sean, is that your AG1 or whatever? Or did you have to give a urine sample to Randy before you got on the show?
No, man. It is.
That is what it looks like, man.
It's an orange flavoring. It's like one of those, like not liquid. It's like the bootleg liquid IV.
Randy can talk to you about that.
Yeah. Sure. I think it's Walgreens.
He does a liquid VI.
Yeah,
he does VI. Yeah.
IV, it's just called 4.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Walgreens 4.
Yeah.
I'm almost sure it's from, not a very beautiful color.
But no, great. No, not at all, man.
It keeps you hydrated, so they say.
And and you do this quite a bit?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I'm good for about 4 a day.
Yeah.
We talking electrolytes?
Yeah, I think so. That's
great.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the whole hydration thing, right? Is the electrolytes, correct?
I don't know, man.
Water in there. You got to get some salt, some electrolytes. That'll help it.
We did Gatorade, right? We learned some stuff.
Yeah, we told you. We knocked it out.
That was one of our early ones.
Yeah, what's his
great
name?
Great story.
Cade. Kincaid.
Oh,
good job, buddy. Yeah, you
Robbie
got
Robbie Cade.
Oh, because the, that's 390. 390 came from the Gatorade episode,
that
right?
That was 390 happened. Changed my life.
We've had some good times, haven't we?
We have, man.
I mean, a lot of people said it couldn't
You feel
be
like
done.
You're measuring what you say more now?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, really?
We just Let it go, man.
All right, because, yeah. We have an equal 390. We've had some stuff, but that one was particularly.
Yeah, man, that one. Boy, what if we get to episode 390, man?
I thought we were there.
Yeah, somebody would say that.
Depends
how
you're counting.
Yeah, it all depends on how you're counting.
Legitimately, or at least according to the podcast services, we are at, what, like 70? Almost 70?
This would be 70, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Hard 70?
I think this would be 70.
Congrats all around.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, we need like 6 years to get to 390, something like that.
We might start going every day.
That's true. We could just bang out.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
We're going to have to increase our listenership a little bit for us to go every day.
Oh, man, they might stick with us.
Yeah.
There are fans out there. So.
Doing my part, man. You've seen those magnets.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Get a new 2026 Subaru Forester with 1.9% APR financing for up to 63 months.
Easy to deal with, easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport!
See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/26.
I say we get to the brand. The brand this week is Listerine. Tim Convey was the one to suggest it.
I sure was.
Yeah.
I sure was. So a little behind
a little debate here.
Behind the curtain here, guys. We met recently and sat down and we thought, you know what? We do a lot of scrambling last minute sometimes. What's the brand going to be and who's going to get the stuff and whatever. Wouldn't it be nice if we laid a bunch of them out on the calendar, right? And so we started brainstorming and as we'd say, different brands might go, let's not do that because of this. Oh yeah, that one sounds good. Write it down. Listerine is on the list. One suggested by my wife, as was Chef Boyardee. She was very disappointed. I didn't give her credit for that. She's originally suggested Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, not cool.
So she suggested Listerine. So it was on the short list that I brought in to that thing.
Okay.
To that meeting. And it was on my list when I walked out. So as far as I know, it was approved by the group. Now, when I last night said, hey, we're going with Listerine, you said.
Yeah, he was not happy.
That was not approved.
I think I made a dumb joke.
On the text, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, you were just kidding?
No, I wasn't sure that it was approved. I think that I was wrong on that. But I mean, most importantly, the joke. I mean, come on. You guys aren't going to give me anything on that?
Oh, it was...
It was pretty weak, but it was stupid weak.
It was not good.
You didn't like it? I think Sean enjoyed it.
I mean, I'm not going to like LOL it, but yeah, it was... I was like, yeah, that was fun. I smiled and then just kept living my life.
What was the...
Excuse me.
Randy, there we go.
Got
one in there. Oh,
I love it. Randy likes it.
Thanks, Randy. That was a good one.
Let him fly, Sean. No, go ahead. Share your joke.
I think he just wrote Listerine, and I said, as in not on the list that Sean and I approved on Monday, Irene.
Yeah.
It's good.
That was.
It's good.
Yes.
But more than that, I was like, are you kidding me? I do kind of remember that maybe you had been like, Scope or something.
Because it's Procter & Gamble product.
Maybe you'd pushed back a little bit.
Yeah, so, I'm going to stick up for my brand. Yeah,
which is fine. But man, I stand by Listerine.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to also.
Oh, Chef Boyardee. I thought that was great.
That was a great one. And this is a little bit more all over the place. Chef Boyardee is such a great, because you're talking about that guy's story. And
you didn't have to say anything other than Chef Boyardee was not your idea. It was Emma's. And this is Emma's idea too.
Yeah.
I think it's going
to
be great.
Okay. But I'm gonna prove this to you. And I can't wait to do it. A lot of good things about Listerine
Let's just get into the samples too, man.
Yeah. Let's get into
this. Oh, you mean how we acquired the samples?
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Go ahead. Let's get it out of the way. Go ahead.
Sure.
Go ahead. Say what you want to say.
Sure. Go
ahead. And then I'm going to prove to you why
it's always about the, who picks up the samples. Sean does a good job of this. He has sort of pushed back and said he needs 6 or 7 days notice or something now to do it.
I called you today because I couldn't remember where we left it. You didn't answer.
No, he doesn't. I called you last night. He didn't answer.
And I called you back about 45 minutes later.
Didn't see that. Showing up on my phone. Did you leave a message?
No, I didn't, because I just figured you'd see incoming my name.
It probably was on
silent.
Yeah, or something. Not silent, but like turned off or something, because I never saw the call.
Yeah. I mean, I did call you back, but so what happened with the pickup here? Let's talk about it.
Well, get it out of the way, because then I got to start hitting you with some great stuff.
Yeah, we'll see, man. It better be real great. I want to just make sure I get to the bottom of this. Sean O'Brien called yesterday. Yep, I was wrong. He called at 9:07.
Thank you.
Got it. Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Sorry. Tim, he basically doles out assignments for Sean and I on short notice. And it I was trying to get some things done this morning. Sean and I are getting on a plane this evening. So we did move, the time up to accommodate.
You guys leave tonight?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I have to make a trip out to O'Fallon, then get to the airport. We moved the things later to accommodate a few people.
Not me.
It was Randy, but then also Randy said 12:30 is fine. And you guys were like one. I'm like, all right, one. No, I said 12:45. You guys said one.
So I didn't realize one. You left tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then I'm like, all right, I'll just get a few things done this morning, sitting down, getting some things done. Tim texts, hey man, went to Walgreens or went to CVS. They don't have a lot of stuff. If you guys could go somewhere else and pick it up, that'd be great. You know?
Yeah.
I said, I got a few things, but I cleaned out CVS. If anybody can dip in somewhere else. I mean, this is Listerine.
You got those, a lot of places. The four small bottles you see, that's all he got.
No, that's not true, Greg.
What else?
Oh, really?
The four small bottles.
Yeah. One big bottle.
This several, four of these.
Four
well.
Of those?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't see those.
You're one of mine's on the top. One of mine's right here.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
It wasn't much, and then he got none
but it was
of these.
Enough.
Yeah, this stuff.
No,
it
and they didn't have the strips. They didn't have enough. The strips. So I told
totally
you,
not
you
enough.
Get the strips.
Sean and I sometimes will go to like five different places to fill the shelf.
You guys are just the best.
Yeah.
You really are.
I know, man. So Sean, of course, didn't say anything, and I was like, all right, I guess I got to go do this. Yeah, man, he didn't even. First of all, go to Target, man. Like that's they have stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that where you went, Target?
I went to Target.
Oh, it's great, man. Well, you did a great job. Like I said, this podcast. It's about picking each other up.
Right.
Next man up, right, Sean?
Yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, I would be just worried about double dipping and then buying the same thing. So I'm like, well, I don't know what he got. Like, so what if you got this already and then I got this?
Well, I said I want strips and so much of it's just about kind of getting, you know, the spectacle of it. And as long as there's something for us to try. So bottom line is, Greg, I'm sorry you're so upset about it, but I'm glad that it worked out.
And yeah, bottom line, it's here. So let's see. What are these guys doing over there at old Listerland?
All right. So... Again, Greg, unsure that Listerine would be a good one. And I'm going to get to why it is in a little bit.
Yeah, why is this so?
He's always going to get to it.
No, just to clarify.
Sure.
Just to clarify. I'm not even turning the light on for that, Randy.
Bonus one.
Why? That's a paycheck laugh.
Randy?
He's the guy that signs my paycheck
laugh. That's not at all.
I can hear the difference, and that was a paycheck laugh.
Okay.
I mean, in all fairness, it's Venmo. There's no signature.
You know what I mean, Greg?
Metaphorically, I guess I sign Randy's paycheck.
Hey, listen, before we get to Listerine, you guys leave, you fly out tonight?
Yeah.
From where?
4 hours.
St. Louis. The airport.
What's the airport called?
It's called...
Lambert.
Lambert.
Who's it? Where'd that name come from?
I don't know. I don't know where Lambert
Jack
came from.
Jack Lambert played for the Steelers, I
no.
think.
No, no, no.
Linebacker.
No, that's not accurate. Do you know where the name came from?
Warner Lambert, the pharmaceutical company?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh. Kind of. I mean, that's the Lambert side that later they merged and became that. Yeah.
I would imagine Warner and Lambert merge at some point.
Yeah, they did. You know where Lambert got all that money to have that land that the airport was put on? Our St. Louis airport?
Listerine, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, Listerine, buddy.
Wow.
See ya. I'm done for the day.
That is.
Just brought it
wouldn't
all.
Surprise me. We've been picking you up on everything else lately.
See ya.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah.
I just brought it home. Literally home to St. Louis. It's in your life. You'll be there tonight.
Yeah.
Lambert Airport wouldn't exist if not for today's product, Listerine.
Boy, that's a lot of mouthwash.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
I love it, man.
It's a great fact. Still probably would have rather I didn't have to go to the Target.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I do enjoy that.
Great brand. That's just one of the interesting things. Yes, I can bring it home to right here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
But just one of the interesting things about this brand. If you're not familiar at all for some reason, Listerine is an American brand of antiseptic mouthwash promoted with the slogan. Kills the germs that cause.
Quality is job one.
Kills germs that cause bad breath. And it does, in fact, kill 99.9% of the
I'm
germs.
I'm loving it.
99.9% of the germs that cause bad breath, plaque.
There is no finish line.
And gingivitis. This feels like a paycheck laugh out of you, Sean, and I don't like it.
Well, I
don't
like it. I'm not.
I guarantee you that's it. That is a genuine laugh.
I
no, but wait, go ahead. Talk it out.
Here's why it's funny. I know exactly what you both are doing there. You're going to plow through, and he will not give up until one of it gets to drag. I mean, that would have just kept going. So at least if I engender a laugh, sorry, folks, that's how it all started. I think that that would make him feel good that I gave him a little bit.
Oh, you don't have to.
And perhaps we could move on.
I'd rather.
But I did,
no more charity laughs.
I did somewhat enjoy the ridiculousness of it. Just because that's his play.
I respect your explanation.
That's his play.
I respect your explanation of that laugh. It does, in fact, kill 99.9% of germs that cause man.
Randy.
Randy, don't do it,
I will get
buddy.
Eric in your own house so fast.
Sorry, that Triumph and Ann Murray just never gets old.
Oh, my God.
And they're going on tour, too.
Together?
Together?
No, just Triumph.
Man, I get tickets right now.
Tour of the century. Ann Murray's not with us anymore, is she?
I hope she is.
No
I don't
way.
Know.
No way.
I don't think so.
No way. She had a great run.
Yeah. Bluebird, right?
Let's figure it out right now. She is...
Oh, she's what? She's 80? She's only 80.
She's 80 years old.
Did
she's
we look
here.
Her up before? I think we had the same conversation before.
Looking good, too.
She's doing great.
She looks great.
Yeah, and my apologies, Ann, and have fun this summer with Triumph. I think that'll be great.
Yeah, and I, you know, really, I like what you're doing with your hair.
Our story begins in 1827 across the pond, England.
Wow.
A guy named Joseph Lister was born in 1827. He was a surgeon. He was a medical scientist. He was an experimental pathologist and a pioneer of antiseptic surgery and preventative healthcare. This guy was a big deal over there. He basically, as far as I understand it, kind of came up with the idea of antiseptic, killing germs, especially as it pertained to surgery. He was performing surgery. So the whole idea of like, hey, what if we put this solution, put these certain things on these tools, the scalpels, whatnot, to won't that reduce infection? He was really smart and kind of changed the way they do surgery. He's the father of modern surgery. He did a whole bunch of research on inflammation, tissue perfusion, and the healing of wounds. This guy was a big, big deal.
Wasn't there an HBO show or Showtime show? I auditioned for it about early surgery.
Oh, was it called the
Nick?
The Nick?
Yeah.
The Nick.
Was he involved in that?
With Clive.
Clive Owen.
Yeah.
Who's great. He's really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, father of modern surgery, and he's...
I watched the sequel.
Well, hang on.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Sorry, Tim, to interrupt you. You auditioned for that show?
The Nick, yeah. And it was one of my best auditions.
Let's get his punchline out first.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't worth it, trust me.
The Nick 2? The Nick?
The Knack. And then the third one was,
boy.
The third one was extreme. Patty Wack, Give the Dog a Bone was extremely good.
Jumped the shark at that point.
It was a stupid show. It wasn't even about surgery at that point.
But, the heck with the jokes, the Nick. Man.
What is the Nick about?
It's about early surgery, man. I'm not an accomplished actor, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I went in for a role and I had to play like kind of old school Irish or whatever. And they didn't care for it enough to bring me back.
No.
But the girl who was auditioning next, like, was like, that was amazing. Like she was in the waiting room. Like she heard me.
That's Hollywood stuff.
Do
man.
The role.
That's just Hollywood stuff.
Well, it wasn't Hollywood. It was in New York.
Well, I know, but
it was in LA.
It's the business. You just do that.
Because
for all she knows, you're going to be the next whatever. So she wants to have
So you don't think that I'm self-aware enough to know whether I did a bad job or a good job on that audition?
Oh, listen, I am not saying you did a bad job. Yeah, I think you probably
sounds like you did
a pretty good job. I'm just saying you can't be like, oh, the next actor in there. That's
maybe
how they,
right.
how they do it.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
That's
maybe
how the game.
It was terrible.
So you're saying
the
that she was played. Being insincere.
Yeah.
I'm saying she's probably going to say that no matter what. That's the game. Listen, I don't know this woman. Maybe it was great. Hey, I tell you what. Why don't we be the judge? And the audience, and Randy, why don't you give us a taste of that Irish doctor?
Remember
Come
anything
on.
About it.
Just give us something.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get you in the character. We got one
improvise.
Of those little chopping
We've
boards.
We've seen it. Here we go. The scene is early 1900s, New York City. The Knickerbocker Hospital remains in the city to serve a mostly poor immigrant population. And action. Enter Irish doctor guy.
Don't remember anything about the role.
No, oh, Irish doctor. Here, I'll be your
Will
your scene partner.
Will
I'll
you?
Be your scene partner.
Yeah.
Irish doctor. So glad you're here. Here's the patient.
That's not a good scene partner.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a great scene partner.
No.
Come on, man.
No, I'm not doing it.
You will give us a little Irish accent, at least.
I don't remember what I did. I don't remember.
Did you ask? Did you act exasperated?
I don't know.
That's the best way to do Irish.
You think so?
Oh, it's been a day.
Sounds like a Lucky Charms commercial.
Well, he's Irish, buddy. Sounds like I nailed it.
Good point. Nice job, buddy. I think you should have got that role.
Yeah. There we go, man.
Oh, yeah, I knew somebody.
Oh, Eve Houston. That's Bono's kid.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Oh, is she a lead in that? Looks like she is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, was it Bono's kid that told you you were great?
No, man. I don't think she was. I would. No, that wasn't her.
I mean, if it makes you feel better, she's actually Irish.
Yeah.
True.
They went with a real one.
I can't remember what I did, man, but I thought it was good.
All right. Well, I mean, that
we're going back. I mean, this was.
See if you can find that script. I guess the show's over.
Yeah, 2013 and 14.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, probably 12 years ago.
I never watched it.
Oh, I remember calling my buddy Burr Biggs because I was in his neighborhood.
Name drop.
I was like, man, I think I did a pretty good audition there. No callback. So maybe it was bad.
You know what? Sometimes you're just not right for the role.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Hollywood speak, dude.
You're just not right for the role in that you can't act.
Yeah, you're just not right for the role in that you should do something else with your life.
Yeah, but isn't there a zillion stories of guys getting passed on and then they... I mean, there's zillions of them.
Oh, yeah, man.
But that doesn't mean that that person, so it's like, oh, you know, and they turned down Leonardo DiCaprio. That doesn't mean that he would have been great in that role or any better than the person that got it.
Sure. No, sometimes you just don't look like the guy. Or, yeah. There's a couple of roles I went through, and then I saw who they cast, and I'm like, well, that person is a different race than I am.
Or, right.
It's
a young Mexican woman. That
different
make any
body
sense.
Type. Yeah. But yeah. And sometimes it was a terrible audition, but
there's a great letter on the internet, like mid-70s of YouTube.
The letter
trying.
L. Never mind. Go ahead.
I missed it.
Dumb joke.
Oh, well, I was it was a U2 fun fact. There's a letter that when U2 tried to go with this record label, they're just like, we don't see it. I don't know what this is. Just frankly, not good.
Yeah.
And
oh God.
You know, it's just a hilarious thing. I mean, and they that company would have been billionaires. And I don't think they exist anymore. Or the guy who said no dice. So.
But you know who did get them and put it out?
Tell me.
Island Records.
That's right.
Who also saw a little something in a band from St. Louis called Ludo.
That is cool, buddy.
St. Louis, home of Lambert Airport.
Ludo, Listerine.
Obviously, circle. Let's get back to Listerine. So I was telling you about Joseph Lister, the father of modern surgery, but basically came up with antiseptic. So revolutionized things. Well, he had a fan all the way back in a town called St. Louis, Missouri. This guy was like, this stuff is great. This guy, his name was Joseph Lawrence. He was a chemist and a doctor. We're looking at 1879. He was playing around and he came up with a unique formula that worked as both an antiseptic liquid and a disinfectant with germicidal properties. That means it killed germs. He's like, I came up with something awesome. He's a big fan of Dr. Joseph Lister. So he called it Listerine. And again, that was right here in St. Louis in 1879. St. Louis,
neat.
Pretty hopping back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It was a bigger town than it is now as far, in relation to the rest of the country, right?
And like relevance to everything. It was pretty hot. We came in after our time. So this guy, Lawrence, who right here in St. Louis, in order to make Listerine, he bought the ingredients from a guy named Jordan Wheat Lambert. He was a local pharmacist. Lambert subsequently took the formula that he made for Listerine, licensed it from him, and started a company called the Lambert Pharmaceutical Company, and he started selling it. So he's like, he gave him the ingredients, and then this guy's like, look, I came up with this Listerine thing. I named it after my hero, and then Lambert is like, cool, I'm gonna sell it for you. I'm gonna start this pharmaceutical company. Here we go. Jordan Wheat Lambert clearly knew he had an important formula on his hands, but what were they gonna use it for? They knew they had something cool. They're like, it kills germs. It's a liquid. It does some things, but what are we supposed to do with it? They tried a bunch of different things. Part of what was special about it is it killed germs, but it was not harsh. It was not irritating. They couldn't figure out what to do. He knew that it'd be beneficial to doctors who could use it for improving public health. And so they decided to put the ingredients right on the label.
Sure.
Now that's everything. If you look at the, if you think about the old bottles of Listerine, this particular one doesn't have it. It's right on the front, which at the time was not being done at all. So they talk about how that is a pretty big deal. So they're like, what are we going to do for this thing? They started claiming all that it did different things. Some of them they were pretty sure that it could do. Some of them they were just like, let's just say it and see what happens. A surgical disinfectant, a cure for dandruff, a floor cleaner, a hair tonic, a deodorant, and a beneficial remedy for diseases ranging from diphtheria and dysentery to smallpox. They came up with this thing and they're like, tell them it does everything.
Man. So is it like those sales guys? What was it? You know, the snake oil kind of guys?
Snake oil salesman?
Yeah.
No, because it did something and they're just, you know, it's not even 1900. They're like, I don't know. It kills germs. They knew that it killed germs. Right. And so they're taking it to doctors and stuff, but they're like, let's figure out what else to do. This Lambert guy. Two very, very interesting things happen at this point in the story. I'm going to tell you first about Jordan Wheat Lambert's kids. They're like, we got this product. What are we trying to do? He tells his boys to look at everything. His two sons. He tells them to look at absolutely everything that it could possibly be used for. He's going through the dictionary, having them go through the dictionary to come up with words to express what this thing does to basically market.
Who are
this,
the sons?
This thing. I'm really glad you asked.
Mark Sorghum Lambert and Steve Rye Lambert.
No, I think you misunderstood me. They have regular names.
Oh, okay.
They were just trying to find things that they could use to market this thing for.
You get where I was going on that?
I got a little lost.
You said ingredients.
What was his middle name?
Sour gum, you said?
Sorghum.
Sorghum.
What was Jordan's middle name?
Wheat. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Fine. Got to take shots.
Sure, sorghum. Man. Yeah.
Interesting. No, I'm glad you did. Hey, man, after the one you just made,
yeah, man, you're not following that one.
You do whatever you want the rest of the show.
That's a top 10 of all.
You do whatever you want the rest of the show.
Agree with Tim.
I was intending on it.
It was great. Yeah, you do anyway. So he says to his boys, whose names are, why can't I find it?
It's not important. I was going for a dumb joke.
No, I know, but I do want to tell you because it's pretty important. Albert and Gerard. Albert, these guys were both big hotshots here in St. Louis. Albert is the guy that eventually Lambert Airport was named after. He owned the land that they put the first Lambert Airport on. He got really into aviation. He was a rich guy. He was crushing it with Listerine. Yeah. Both of these brothers, the Jordan Wheat sons, basically blew the company up, and I'll tell you how. But he was a huge aviation guy. He bought his first plane from who?
McDonnell Douglas.
Couple other brothers.
Right.
The Wright brothers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was early in on that thing. And again, our airport here in St. Louis, basically named after this guy. So he tells his two sons, Jordan tells his two sons, Albert and Gerard, hey, we got to come up with something. So they found the word halitosis. The word existed, but it wasn't like commonly used. It was just like they found it in the dictionary. And halitosis, of course, means really bad, terrible breath. And they're like, this is it. That word sounds disgusting. It sounds like a disease. It sounds medical. Bad breath was not, it wasn't like, oh, it's this terrible thing that you need to fix up until that time. It appeared in different articles and stuff. An obscure book by Joseph William Howe, he wrote an article called The Breath and the Diseases Which Give It a Fetid Odor.
Yeah.
So they got into it. They were like, that's our thing. That's what we're going to do. They started marketing it to dentists and just people for their mouth health, the ability to eliminate halitosis. It sounds really, really bad, and it worked. They went hard. They marketed to dentists, oral care. And then it became the first over-the-counter mouthwash sold in the United States in 1914. And in the 20s, as the brothers started to take over, they just leaned in hard again on the bad breath thing. Their ads featured forlorn young women and men eager for marriage, but turned off by their mate's rotten breath.
Yeah.
Can I be happy with him in spite of that? One maiden asked herself. Until that time, bad breath was not conventionally considered such a catastrophe.
You look at some of those guys in the Nick and they just don't look like they have good breath.
Would totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally not agree at all, with that. Buddy.
A 1920.
Maybe that's why I didn't get the role.
Because your breath's still good?
Yeah.
I could have been it. In 1928, ad indelicately graced with the slogan, halitosis makes you unpopular. Not particularly subtle, but it gets the job done. Again, this is the 20s. They don't care. They were going in hard.
Yeah.
The ad said, no matter how charming you may be or how fond of you your friends are, you cannot expect them to put up with halitosis forever. They may be nice to you, but they're working at it. Greg's doing bits.
Yeah, no, it's fun. Now, here's my question.
Yep.
Is halitosis, and I'm not expecting you to know this, is that something that, oh, you have it because you're just terrible at oral care, or you just have... it's just part of your DNA and you just inherently just don't have.
I think there's different factors, right? I think if any person didn't brush their teeth or you know, yeah, for a long time, then sure, yeah, they're going to end up with terror and just eat Doritos all day.
The other way, somebody who does constant care.
Yes. I think then, some people have medically,
man, that stinks.
Medical things.
Literally.
Yeah. You could have certain, yeah, if you have a bad diet or
yeah,
maybe if you had, you know, some surgery in your mouth that was, not maybe an infection or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we've talked about this before. I mean, it is a tough line to have to break the news to someone. Cause what if they don't know, you know, you're walking around.
Nah, they don't know.
Who do you tell? And do you tell people often? Only good friends? What's your policy?
Definitely good friends. Yeah. I just think it would be, the context of who my relationship with that person is everything.
Right. Yeah. You tell me.
100%.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you would want to know that.
Yeah, I would.
I think all three of us would be in the same, we'd be in the same boat in that.
Randy too.
Sorry, Randy. I didn't mean to leave you out there.
I'm just saying. I don't know if I would tell Randy in his home. You know, we're sitting here doing this and like, what do I care? You know, but if we're out, if we're at the comedy club, I would tell Randy.
Yeah. God knows what Branda. And I use the word brand loosely that Randy's using for mouthwash. It ain't Listerine. Yeah. Yeah.
Listerine. We don't know.
Sister Jean.
Jeez. Too soon. So again, capitalizing on blowing up halitosis, which they did not invent. There are legends out there that they invented halitosis. The company blew up. In just 7 years, the company's revenue rose from $115,000 to more than $8 million. So these brothers, the Lambert brothers, crushing it again.
The more remarkable thing for me is that they were actually selling $115,000 at one point when they knew nothing of what it did.
Yeah. When they're
like,
just like,
they were just like,
clean your floors.
Yeah, clean your floors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would
or your eyelids. It doesn't matter.
It also speaks back then to, you know, things being sort of localized and word doesn't get out. Imagine now somebody launches a product. You're watching a commercial one day for something to clean your floors. And it's like the mom's at home and she's like mopping or whatever. And then like 6 months later, same thing. There's new actresses gargling with it. They get to reinvent themselves.
That's interesting, man. That's interesting.
So these guys blew up, whole bunch of money. Albert Bond Lambert, again, one of the things, huge American businessman, president of the Lambert Pharmaceutical Company. He was running it for over 25 years. Big golfer. So like a lot of the golf community that still exists in St. Louis.
You know a lot of these guys, don't
him.
You?
Oh, boy. You knew it was coming, buddy.
Also really into aviation. I think he was involved. You know, there's a big hot air balloon community here in St. Louis, the Forest
Is
Park
right?
stuff. And I think it was a big part of the 1904 World's Fair. And I think he was very much a part of that. Really, really into aviation. Again, he was boys with the Wright brothers.
Yeah.
Man, we should take a hot air balloon ride.
No, thank you.
Oh, yeah, Greg Kent Heights.
Have you ever? I never have.
No,
I'm not.
I want to get on there and get up there.
Flat out, I'm not doing it.
I would never want to be in.
And I understand it. I understand he's got issues.
I don't know if
actually I don't want to make light of it, but I knew a girl that died in one of those things.
Yeah. Really?
Jeez. Yes.
Yeah. It crashed, I assume.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to go.
Flat out, not making light of that, but yeah, it just hit me.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it either. This is absolutely fascinating. Another reason that I think this is a great brand. This is crazy. Remember our boy, Lawrence,
St. Louisan that invented it himself. He bought the stuff.
Yeah.
He bought the stuff from Lambert, made it, and then licensed it to Lambert.
Did he get a piece of any of this?
This is so crazy. They did a licensing agreement, okay? It required that Lawrence's heirs, executors, that his people would be paid royalties by Lambert or its successors for each bottle sold in, you guessed it, perpetuity.
Yeah.
Until such time that Lambert or his successors stopped manufacturing Listerine.
So they made out huge.
Check this out. This is unreal. The terms were simple. For each gross 144 bottles of Listerine, Lambert would pay Lawrence $20. Every 144 bottles, you get $20. Right. There were adjustments made for different bottle sizes and all that, but the core of the deal stayed the same, perpetual royalties.
I wasn't getting $120 for the stuff Tim got us.
Most of the royalty shares are still held by...
Stuff he got from CVS. Lambert got a nickel for that.
I'm taking the fifth, man. I don't know what to do.
No, do you have some coffee when you're done? You let me know.
It's tea.
No, I'm having coffee.
He's having coffee. He said...
While you get it all out of your system.
You get it all out, and so he's going to take five.
Let me know when you're done.
Sorry. Sorry for making a joke on the comedy podcast.
Oh, I don't mind good jokes.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Yeah. Got to be good. There's a scale here.
Whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm not even on the side. I'm just watching you two.
A lot of times, yeah.
Are you sweating?
You wouldn't have to. We don't have to pick sides. He was laughing. You know?
Are you sweating?
You think he was just laughing because I bring him on gigs? Is that why you think he was laughing at that?
I didn't say that.
Why? He was laughing because it was making you angry. I guarantee you. That's why you were laughing.
Why are you sweating?
Hell.
He's Sean.
I'm Sean.
Because he's probably got the flu.
We've done 300 of these.
Yeah, I just hope I'm not getting sick.
Do you have the flu right now, Sean?
No, I don't.
Man, he shows up the other day when we're doing our brainstorming meeting and he just walks in and goes, man, I'm aching. I've been aching. Been aching the whole night.
See,
and then we go, well, do you think maybe you're sick? No, everybody at the club has the flu, though. Well, all right, man. Maybe all of us are going to get sick, too.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, there's time. You're telling me you've never, ever once performed in a show not feeling 100%? Never.
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm saying.
That has nothing. We just asked you if you're sick.
Well, it's not that binary. I mean, sometimes you can be, you don't feel 100%.
Your voice is terrible walking in here. You're sweating.
Yeah. I know, man. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you know what I'm feeling? I feel all right. I mean, maybe let's get some Listerine going.
What do you got going this afternoon?
We're going away, buddy.
We're leaving tonight. What do you got this afternoon? I'll tell you what you got going. Go get an IV. Immune.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, I'll never have appointment and time on that. No
way. He's drinking the weird stuff, man.
I got the weird stuff, too.
He'll be fine. Yeah. He'll be totally fine. All right, this is important. All right.
Some of that.
Do you mind taking a second, or do you have any more bits you want to get out before we can?
They just come to me, man. I don't know. I can't predict it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just on the spot.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Stuff just, I can't control it.
Yeah, I know. Everything but that Irish accent.
Just flows.
So he's supposed to get paid in perpetuity. And it basically says his kids and grandkids and everything else are going to get paid forever by your kids and grandkids and everything else. That's the deal on Listerine. Pretty, pretty crazy, right? To this day, a lot of Lawrence's kids are still getting paid on Listerine, but people also started selling them. So you today can buy some of the Listerine royalties. This is pretty interesting. This one dude buys a ton of these Listerine royalties in the 1950s. He then transferred them to the Archdiocese of New York, and then those got resold to other parties to help fund the diocese, the Salvation Army, the American Bible Society, different colleges, all at one time or another shared in Listerine royalties.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Nuts. It is crazy.
All
it's fascinating.
All because of these two St. Louisans many, many years ago
made a deal,
and it's passed down. It's still worth stuff. You can imagine this got a little tricky because this deal was made in the late 1800s.
Yeah.
Well, the company blows up. There's mergers and all stuff. And you mentioned it earlier, but the Lambert Pharmaceutical Company merged with Warner Hudnut and became Warner Lambert Pharmaceutical Company. So all of a sudden it's this big company and they start taking a look at the Listerine deal and they're like, this is crazy. We're going to be paying these people forever. The guy invented it a long time ago.
Perpetuity means.
And you know what else?
Warner.
You want to know what one of their arguments was? the ingredients are on the bottle, right? They've printed the recipe. It's not, they're like, it's no longer even proprietary. Anybody can make it. It's out there. We were paying him because we were buying this sort of secret thing from him. And now it's out there. Therefore, we don't want to pay him
weasels
anymore.
A deal's a deal.
Logical, though. Like the, sure. The lawsuits have certainly been filed for less. They say it's not a trade secret anymore. In 1931, it was published. The property no longer has value. And that indefinite agreement is legally unreasonable.
Please don't tell me they got away with that.
They took him to court.
Who won?
Lawrence.
Good.
Lawrence and his heirs.
The court Jay was in on this?
I'm sure he's got.
Jay? Well.
He's got Listerine money.
He probably does.
Jay does have Listerine
absolutely.
Money.
Absolutely.
Jay's our attorney.
The court ruled in favor of Lawrence and the defendant, citing that the conditions were plainly worded, implicit, and could be waived only by ending the production of Listerine.
Yeah.
Now, they, like anyone, could just start, use the same formula, call it something. I guess the one thing they're hanging on to,
Sister,
and the reason, they're parting with all those percentages is just because of the name. They don't want to have to change it and play games. I think that's absolutely wild. This ruling, this was landmark stuff, cemented the perpetuity of Listerine royalties as a stable source of income. Royalties from Listerine sales are currently collected by a verified, diversified pool of holders such as universities, pension funds, hospitals, and private individual investors, which further adds to the stability and attraction of this asset. This is from the website that's basically pitching you on buying Listerine royalties. That's it's completely bananas. Awesome. They've been incredibly...
At Priory, you had to go to school with a couple of these Lawrence Listerine guys. Listerine people.
I wonder who... I looked down that road a little bit, like... Who are there? Are they still prominent, wealthy St. Louisans that are making that Listerine money?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Even just in the last few years, between 2020 and 23, the monthly payments never fell below $2,500 and averaged around $5,000 a month if you have a Listerine royalty. You go to this website, by the way, royaltyexchange.com. You can invest in Listerine.
It's a small little piece of
it. Yeah.
How much they're selling, I don't know. It'd be funny to like you buy it all and then you show up at the board meeting and you're like, I want to make purple ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So did it remain $20 a gross?
Man, that's a great question.
Because, you know, time value of money and all that stuff.
Don't even get me started on any of those three things.
Yeah.
Even one of them, I'd be here for who knows how long.
Right.
That's the other thing I find just completely fascinating about this brand. From 1920, this is interesting, from 1921, speaking of Sean being sick, from 1921 until the mid-1970s, Listerine was also marketed as a preventative and remedy for colds and sore throats. So in the 20s, they were like, yeah, throw this in there. These guys were marketing maniacs. They invented the idea of bad breath. So they're like, oh, also it'll keep you from getting sick because it did, in fact, kill germs. Yeah. It's not a crazy thing.
Yeah.
Some people, I think, would probably tell you this still to use this stuff. In 1976, they realized, hey, it doesn't do that. And the Federal Trade Commission went after them. They ruled that these claims were misleading. And so what they did, they said, hey, all the money you spend advertising, 10 million of it over, I think just in the course of a year, 10 million of the Listerine advertising budget has to go into telling people it does not do that. Because for decades, you've been telling people it does that stuff.
I love it, man. Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. So,
hey, we were, I wonder if they could get creative and have fun with it. I'd like to be in that pitch meeting, help them out with some of the copy.
Yeah, let's hear it. What do you got? Oh, and do it as an old Irish doctor.
No. I don't know what you would do, but I think you could make it fun. Yeah, sort of like dominoes. Like, we screwed up.
The dominoes thing is one of my favorites.
Yeah, but it could just be like, we were lying.
That one's on us.
Listen, guys, if you want to know the truth, we were lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what they did say. They'd say, contrary to prior advertising, that's what they actually did. It said, Listerine will not help prevent colds or sore throats or lessen their severity.
Yep.
But from the 20s to the 70s, we're telling people that it did.
Should have been 20 million.
People are mopping their floors with it.
Like I said, these guys they love to make a buck for a short time, but beginning in 1927, the Lambert Pharmaceutical Company marketed Listerine cigarettes.
Really?
Uh-huh. The idea being, again, this is the 20s, people don't know what's going on, that you're killing germs with your cigarette because there's Listerine in there. Listerine, by the way, sold in
embossed glass bottles for almost the entire life of its product, all the way up until 1994.
And they got in the
now it's in the plastic ones.
Plastic.
Yeah. In 2000, Pfizer acquired that pharmacy, and then somebody, Johnson & Johnson was making it for a long time, and Pfizer, and then now it's a different company.
And they'll go to plastic because it's cheaper, right? Is that usually the move?
Greg, certainly more practical for customers, but yeah, Greg would know more about that.
What's the angle from their point of view?
I mean, I think it's also recyclable. I think that's how we tried to serve it up when we went, because I was there when we went, you know, Hawaiian Punch to plastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal, but I have a thing. It's called PET plastic, P-E-T. I don't know what that stands for. I think we try to say, yeah, it's good for the environment, but my guess is it was cheaper.
Yeah, I'm sure that it was. That Hawaiian Punch out of glass bottle was the best, man.
Yeah.
It affects the taste. There's no question.
I wonder if those cigarettes, if your breath smelled good.
I doubt it. It's like menthol. It doesn't,
right.
You know.
Doesn't really affect.
Yeah. Any Listerine, man.
No, you're right. Oh, look at that. Randy pulled up the Listerine cigarettes.
Listerine cigarettes. There they are.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Nine different kinds of Listerine are on the market in the U.S. They've tried a bunch of different products. They got into even things like, you know, toothbrushes, toothpaste, floss. We got some of the strips that I really like. They made an edible thing that was on the market until just a few years ago. You know, things like Cool Mint, Fresh Burst, Natural Citrus, Soft Mint, Ultra Clean, Tooth Defense, and Whitening Pre-Brush Rinse. They get after it. It really does kill germs. You know, they say it really does have an anti-inflammatory effect as well. There is real alcohol in the original Listerine. They make a non-alcohol one as well. It's kind of interesting how they get through what am I looking for? It's not regulated as an alcoholic beverage in the United States because there's essential oils in it, which means you can't drink it. But guess what? People still do. Consumption of Listerine to obtain intoxication, it does happen. Young people, alcoholics, it's a bad thing.
Really?
Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just saw. I thought with all the other stuff in it,
I'm not getting anything.
You would get sick.
Oh, is that a spray thing? Yeah. Oh, is this what this is too? Let's get into the real stuff too.
Yeah, I just popped one of these and whoo.
So I think we're going to try some of this stuff. You did a little bit of the spray. You did a strip. I'm going to try the real OG stuff.
I can't get the spray to work. Really?
Maybe you got to prime it, buddy. Lawnmower.
Now it's working.
Big old green.
Oh man, OG is rough.
That's pretty good.
You're not doing that. Okay.
It is. I mean, it is known as, it tastes, it's got alcohol in it. It's like it tastes significantly worse than Scope. Thank you. Got Randy's cups around here. Dude, I'm getting after this.
Oh!
This is a mild taste, Sean.
Yeah, we'll go watermelon.
Yeah, that's an alcohol-free one. Watermelon Listerine is so funny.
Yeah.
Man, the child proofing on this thing is serious.
That's good.
Yeah, I can't open this.
In the weeds, man.
Oh,
there you go.
Had a break there.
Yeah, you just gotta.
All right, this is gonna be bad. Here we go. The real thing. Do you guys use mouthwash?
No.
Yes, but not consistently.
Not every day. Just every now and then.
Yeah.
You ever swig some of that Creed?
Every day?
Yeah, he swishes with Creed every day. Gargles.
All right, man.
It is intense.
This mild is amazing.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Oops.
Oh, man.
Real stuff is serious. You guys want in on this?
Yeah.
Holy cow. I'm out on it all.
I'm going to try the mild. Yeah, that watermelon, I can't imagine that's good.
Boy, they trick you. I don't know, man.
How does it work? Because I did a shot of that with that cup, man. I don't know. I don't think I'm sick, but I wouldn't do what he's doing.
What?
Because I did a shot with that cup.
Oh, yeah. I did with that one. It kills germs.
You're right. You're right. Doesn't
you didn't swallow it, did you?
Uh-oh. All right, Tim. You guys going on round two? And we're off.
Mm.
Yeah, now you're
the
good.
Mild is the way to go, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a feeling this is going to be crazy.
All right, man. Be careful.
Oh.
There it is. Yeah, give it the full effect.
I don't think you're supposed to gargle with it.
Yeah, who started that?
I think you just swish.
I think you do too, man.
Mild is great. And the mild, it actually tastes a little bit like St. Louis.
Does that right?
Yeah.
I think the
Provel.
The gargle. Maybe that was when it cured colds, supposedly.
That would make sense.
Yeah, probably.
Was that
real, I still believe it.
The real stuff intense for you?
No.
Oh, it was fine. But that mild is good.
Mild is good.
But the mild also isn't, I mean, I don't think it's killing as many.
Mild is consumers approved.
Yes, yes, yes. It's good. And it's making your breath fresh, but it may not be killing all the same germs.
I don't know about that. You can't say that. Go look at the thing. What's it to say? 99.9?
Yeah, it does. The mild does.
What if the 0.1 is the stuff that really does really? All the damage?
It's everything but Doritos.
Yeah, you can't get Doritos.
We got the kids kind too. I mean, there's Listerine for kids. I gotta imagine that's real mild.
Yeah.
Twice the alcohol in this one though, which is, seems like a bad.
What?
Yeah. Wow, they doubled it, man.
This Jeez, is bubblegum right. blast. I definitely gotta try this. Boy, it your mouth feels great though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels clean.
Yeah, man.
Feels clean.
It's just a really good feeling.
It does feel, that one, you feel a little medicine-y.
Agreed.
Wasn't that the old credit, like whoever was competing with them, I think Scope was like, hey, you want to taste medicine or you want to taste you know, mint?
Yeah.
That was Procter & Gamble.
This one feels like a trick.
Watermelon?
Yeah, man.
So you did not like it.
It was bizarre.
I'm curious to try the kids' bubblegum kind. Which I'm going to do. But
yeah, man, treat yourself.
That's basically that's basically the story of Listerine, guys.
That's it right there?
Yeah. I mean, again, Pfizer had it for a while, Johnson & Johnson, we talked about that, but
yeah, we don't really get into all that.
It's on, you know, you can find it. You can't find the variety that I had hoped, but it's still on shelves, still doing well. People are still making money.
Yeah, you might have to go to more than one store.
I mean, in St. Louis, you'd think it'd be all over the place.
Ah, man.
Now, does it blow Scope out of the water?
I mean, can't. Scope tastes better.
I have to remove myself from this.
Totally fair. Yeah. Scope tastes better. Scope is P&G. I can't comment
on that. Oh, because it's...
Procter & Gamble. Yeah, I can't be part of that.
Wait.
Scope is a Procter & Gamble product. So if I weigh in on it, it's, I have to disclose because a lot of people on this podcast trust me in my opinion. I'm like, I'm going to lean towards Procter & Gamble every time.
Oh, so you can't call it down the middle with that?
No.
Well, at least you're honest.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
This kid's one is wild tasting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can give it the junior tonight? Let him do a little swishing around?
He's fine.
Yeah.
That I don't even know how to really explain that one.
Wow. Does it taste like you could see why kids like it?
No. I can't imagine giving that to a child.
No. Yeah.
It's like they're like, "Oh, it's bubblegum flavor." I mean, it's in there somewhere, but
I'm not sure you should be. Should you really be? Oh, that's it's interesting because this talks more about bad breath. That talks about cavities right there.
Yeah, it's a fluoride rinse.
Okay, so that's, it's a different thing. Like, that's like ACT. ACT is
about
a fluoride
ACT.
Rinse, which I don't, That's a different thing than mouthwash, I think.
This guy,
it's not to be confused
with ACT. You know your way around acting is the bottom line here.
Yeah.
You're talking about auditions, you bring up ACT mouthwash.
My dentist told me ACT was, something I should be doing.
Really?
I don't do it, but. Yeah, I got a bottle sitting on my kitchen counter.
You ever use Axe?
The body spray?
When you use Axe, is that the last part of your regimen? What's the last thing
you're supposed to do.
That's the closer.
To rinse.
Yeah, because you know why? The tough act to follow.
There you go. That's good, man. I like that.
This is what we're doing.
Randy,
you got a little mini Randy.
And I'm not writing his check, so you know it's real.
Yeah, that's true, man.
The thing is, man, I got way more of a laugh on some stuff, and you didn't do the sign.
I don't think that's true.
And Randy, did we get a new sign?
Yeah, and it is the exact same color as the other one. And does Greg pay me or does Nate Land pay me?
Well, I, you know where you're getting the Venmo checks from.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure, man. I was just trying to stick up for you because you pay me.
Yeah, man.
Greg has a
got nothing on that.
It goes through. It's a. I mean, I'm sure it's all in the up and up, as far as I know. But yeah.
Yeah.
Goes through.
It's not on the up and up. It's
what isn't?
It's not at all.
What do you mean?
If I did it on the up and up, you guys would be at a more disadvantageous place than you are now.
You're referring to other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the,
I mean, we're not strict about the accounting Randy on the podcast.
Yeah, totally fine. But yeah, I'm saying right. Randy getting paid is on the up and up.
Yes. Yeah.
And if not, frankly, we need to have a conversation.
Randy gets paid
sooner than later.
I think fairly, you know?
Absolutely.
There you go.
You Listerine yeah. in over there? What are you doing?
He's just working.
Yeah, I use Listerine, man. I like the purple stuff. I'm not currently, though. I was eating those candies from yesterday. Okay. The bag is gone.
Yeah.
That's great, buddy. glad you're having a good time.
I'm just all jammed up from this strip still.
Really?
Messed you up? Just, I'm excited about those.
I mean, it works. I'm telling you that. It'll work.
I'm going to hang on to some of
this. This doesn't stop working.
It's just a great.
He's just got a very sensitive system.
Maybe I do, man.
He's eating Kind bars with frosting on it 2 nights ago.
Yeah. Oh,
I love that
yeah,
so much.
Yeah, luckily those days are over.
That sounds good, though, man. I'd kind of like to try
it. Oh, it was magical. But
love that.
It's in the trash.
Just love that.
Are we going to comments?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Nice job on the Listerine report.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
a lot of good stuff in there.
Bang up work, man.
Happy to be here. Can I share the thing that I just got the email about?
Sure, buddy.
Share with the group, man.
Sean, you checking your emails?
Yeah, I'm checking my emails, man.
Got it.
All right. I'll go in the comments. It doesn't matter. Save that for another one. This came in a while ago, and I wanted to share it. First of all, appreciate all your guys' comments on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get them. We appreciate it. Just appreciate all the support. Jeffrey Ryan, 1609, said, at some point, we need to hear Greg's thoughts on Vision Quest. The movie came out in 1985. Amazing soundtrack, Madonna, Journey, and a one-off by a band, Red Ryder.
Yeah.
This was the only movie ever that made high school wrestling even remotely interesting. His words, not mine. And a clean movie. We watched it in high school, even though Shoot lost in the end. Did Greg adopt his haircut, make underclassmen refer to him as Shoot before he unwarned them from the locker? Jeffrey Ryan has questions.
Yeah, he almost got answers until the last part. That movie was awesome. Loved it. Loved the soundtrack for a long time. It was the only piece of music that I owned.
Seriously?
Played. Yeah. Madonna appeared in the movie.
I didn't
singing.
Know.
Yeah, her band.
What song?
Crazy for You.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
That might be my favorite Madonna song.
Yeah, she was they go by a bar and she's in the bar singing Crazy for You.
Such a great song.
Linda Fiorentino was at her
she's great.
Yeah. The height of her powers. Matthew Modine. Yeah. Dane Cook told me a story one time.
Daphne Zuniga in that?
Daphne Zuniga is in that. Who's yeah. Great.
Baseballs.
Yeah. There was you know, the guy Jake from 16 Candles, he had a role in there.
Great.
Yeah, just a lot of, I think the dad was Bogomil from Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a great movie. It came out right after I won a high school state championship.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Good time.
Okay. Crazy for You, but Madonna, by the way, there's a version by a band called Me First and the Gimme Gimmes that will, it'll bring you to your knees. Check that out if you get a chance.
Really she good. Played Gambler in there too, I guess. That's on the soundtrack. I know that.
That's great.
Yeah, we were just playing that.
John Waite has a great song in there.
Oh.
Change.
I ain't missing you at all.
Yeah, the other one is Change.
Huh. I don't know if I know that one.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I do? Oh, okay. Check it out.
It's fantastic.
So anyway, you're a fan. I think that's a great question from Jeffrey. Appreciate it. Always time for a good question on the consumer comments. Also, Greg's pushed me quite a bit to get comments off of Apple Podcasts where you can leave reviews.
Yeah.
I thought, okay.
Call it fair.
This is the time. There weren't that many. There weren't that many at all. But again, Greg pushed me aggressively to go check those out. One of the only new ones since the last time I looked at it was this.
Sure.
This comment brought to you by the name Big Culture Guy. The topic is a lot of potential. He says, Greg and Sean have a great chemistry/friction, and the premise of the show is solid. Replace Tim with Bates and let him drive the show. Greg, Sean, and the show would thrive.
I don't agree with any of that. I love Bates, man, but I think Tim does a fine job.
But why?
Man, I'm sorry you had to read that.
What I got at Apple Comments.
Nobody's getting replaced here.
There was talk of trades on the Nate.
There was talk of trades.
I respect some trade talk, but this is, come on, buddy.
Yeah, they're going after Tim, and I won't have it.
I won't have it either. Then it's going to know what he's talking about. What's he doing?
That might be, I think he's a relative of the guy that comments about me every podcast.
Yeah.
He's basically the dump Dusty guy of the Consumers podcast, but I sent his comments to Dusty. Dusty said, this guy's less likable because he's less creative than the dump Dusty guy.
There's a certain respect for the dump Dusty guy, isn't there?
I don't know.
He's coming from a good place, isn't he?
No, he's not coming from a good place. He's a jerk. Dusty's a friend of the podcast.
I don't have time for it. This guy, I'd love to hear his complaints with me.
I wouldn't.
Not for everybody. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love Bates, man. Nobody's getting replaced on this podcast.
Not for everybody.
Some people have threatened to quit a few times, but nobody's getting replaced.
And Randy was not happy a few months ago.
I don't know who's paying me. Is it Nate? Is it you? What's going on here? And I'm not getting enough candy.
Randy liked it.
Excuse me real quick.
Yep, get that click.
Randy, any chance of getting a darker color on this sign?
New one came in and it's the same.
Working on it.
Meet the old sign. Same working as the on new it. Sign. I said that reverse, but you get it.
All right.
What band is that?
The Who, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Couple of English guys. Anyway. I got comments from Yankee Candle.
Okay.
These comments brought to you by Emma Convey.
Oh, really?
Very upset she didn't get a plug because she was the one who pushed me towards Chef Boyardee and I didn't mention it. And she sent me these. I said, hey, could you get to take a look at these comments?
Listerine. I thought that last comment was from Emma Convey.
She'd love it for a few reasons.
Easy. All right, Randy. All right, these comments brought to you by Emma Convey. Jacob Lewis Film 2019 said, I can smell Sean's home from here.
Yeah.
Yankee Candle, we were talking quite a bit about all the odors going on at your house.
Yeah, a lot happened.
Several people want a Randy Liked It t-shirt, which would be cool if it was in the neon sign.
Let's do it.
Fake neon sign.
You want to do it?
Sure.
I got to talk to, let's. Should we put it in the Nateland store?
That'd be great.
Sure. Yeah.
We're going to do a Randy Liked It short run.
There was a guy, and I apologize, I don't have his name off the top of my head, who sent an email, and he sent three different models of, like, a one was a Randy Likes This t-shirt.
Randy Likes This?
Randy Likes That t-shirt. And then
Randy likes
something
that.
About forklifting with Tim, and then there was another one. I'll send it to you guys. It was really cool.
Tim?
I just don't want to think I left him in the weeds.
I don't want to, delegate, but you feel comfortable reaching out to Adrian, getting us a Randy Likes It t-shirt going?
Yeah, sure. I'll write that down.
All right.
Quick question. Who's Adrian? That's a bit for the guys, you know?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Love it.
I'm on fire. I'm not going to slow down now. What are we talking about here? Groucho T said, Randy in those red glasses definitely earned a Greg Warren very attractive. Merry Christmas, you guys. And I honestly think the display shelf could go and be replaced with the new sign.
But then where are we going to put the product?
I don't know how.
Man, that's not a terrible idea.
It's more important to you than it is anyone else. I think some product should be around, but I think this whole shelf thing and the wide shot, I don't know how important it is. I'd love for people to weigh in on that, by the way.
Yeah, let's do it.
Call Sean.
Because I do think a logo, the sign, something down there would be good. And then we put some product on top of the table.
Can we get, we can do that on social media, right? We're going to put that on the consumers. Where can you do polls? Definitely Twitter.
I mean, we can do it in the Facebook group if we
Facebook
like.
Group. Facebook we're going to go to group. The Facebook group and we're going to say, do you guys, do we replace the shelf with the Randy Likes It sign? I think you got to have product.
You got to have product for sure. I don't know that we need two shelves worth, which is kind of what we're dealing with the double thing there.
Got
I think
it.
Maybe a sign or a consumer's logo or even Randy Likes It, I think could be great.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Randy, any chance of us moving over to that other room? You talked about that for a while.
What?
Working on it. I have some logistical things I have to try to figure out on that. It's just pretty big logistical stuff. So working on it.
You wouldn't understand. He and I are talking about it. It's logistical stuff.
Okay. I don't get logistics.
John Foster, 7762, said, in fairness to Sean, I didn't know there were actual Yankee Candle stores either, because in Alabama, our store for these products is Cracker Barrel. I worked there as a host in high school, and I had a never-ending supply of Midsummer's Night car fresheners.
Yeah, that's the one, man.
Pretty good.
That's the old Dracar right there.
Kate the Great, 9435, said, I love how Greg never sang on this podcast until it was questioned whether he can sing or can't sing. And now he sings on almost every episode. It genuinely has become one of my favorite things about the pod. It's to the point where whenever he starts to sing, I just yell, there he goes. It cracks me up every time.
I definitely sing The Hot Light, right?
Yeah, The Hot Light. You've sung.
Put on The Hot Light.
Karen Morgan, by the way, you guys saw, shared a video where she was experiencing the hot light. She was going to Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, sent it to Sean, I believe.
Got it. Yeah. Loved it, man.
Love it. Great stuff. People also identified with, I talked about my son carrying around the Amazon catalog, leaving up Christmas.
I love that, man.
A lot
That's
of people
great.
Said they
That is awesome.
Experienced that.
Called it his list, right?
As well. Yep. My list.
Hilarious.
Those are your comments, guys. Thanks. Now I'm going to turn it over to Sean Corner.
Yeah, guys.
Sean's Corner.
It's what we call birthday shout-out time, guys.
Yeah.
This is big. People jump in. Some are just for themselves. Some are to other family members and friends. So, celebrating this month, Nikki B.
Nice.
I don't have a last name.
Happy birthday, Nikki B. It.
Is she related to Cardi?
We don't know. We will find that out next episode. Okay. Jeremy Capitan. And I might be saying that wrong. That's spelled Kapetan.
I like where you're at.
I think I'm in the ballpark.
Happy birthday, buddy.
And then Alexandria Wilson. Birthday in January.
Nice.
This is big. People are turning another number. We're excited.
They don't say which birthday?
Some do, some don't. And I respect it. Some don't want it out there.
But of these three, nobody said?
No.
Okay.
No, not on this one. So that's the way we're going to keep it. And that's our birthday celebration list for the week.
Got any emails, gifts, those kind of things?
Yeah, I have. Last episode, I was just put on trial for not having the coffee.
You were.
Parisi Coffee from
guess
Ryan.
Guess what, everybody? I came through and we got one, two, and I think all different flavors. Three.
We got whole beans. I need whole beans.
Yeah. These are whole.
This whole beans? Great.
I think that they are whole beans.
They
are.
Yeah. This you is great. And four. This What's was that? From our friend in
Southwest Airlines.
That's kind of look like that is a Southwest Airlines coffee right there.
Which we'll be on in a few hours.
Parisi.
This is the our Kansas City friend. My apologies on the name. Greg remembers.
Sean will be on that flight pending a test from Total Access.
Oh no. How are you feeling? You feeling better?
Yeah, I feel a little better.
Listerine got you right as rain.
I did IV.
Oh yeah, that's right. Good for you. That's great.
So here it is. Everyone's got a coffee? Everyone?
Randy too? Yeah, what's in that bag? This is the hazelnut, almond vanilla, milk chocolate caramel, and grapefruit.
Hello.
Any of these sounding good to you?
I'll do whatever, guys.
Southwest Airlines, yours, dog.
No.
This is a process washed. Interesting.
Doesn't sound great.
I don't think that's the flavor, buddy.
Well, I'm not saying it was the flavor. I'm just saying the process washed. Though I don't know what that means, so I'm trying to learn. Notes of apple, pear, and honeysuckle. Well, can you believe that?
Yeah.
Old honeysuckle's back.
Yeah, man. I like it.
So
you know it's a weed?
Honeysuckle?
Yeah, there's people out there that get real upset if you got honeysuckle in your yard.
Oh, yeah.
It's a it hurts other plants and stuff, I guess.
Really?
I guess they figured that out.
Oh, it's the bully of other plants.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah. Plant bully.
Over there.
What do you mean?
I think we all know, but I don't want to say it.
Old honeysuckle Warren over here.
He just hates it, man.
We talked about your professional wrestling name. I think honeysuckle would be a good one.
That is a good one, man.
Got some plugs?
Honeysuckle from the top rope.
He just punts.
I do. Yes. Lots of great stuff coming up. Old Honeysuckle is going to be in Chicago, Illinois. GregWarrenComedy.com. Shows at Zanies in Rosemont. Shows at Zanies in the city. By the time this thing hits, I don't know, they might all be sold out, but it is worth checking if you're in the Chicagoland area. So definitely check that out. And then, Greg, from there, Louisville? Does that sound good? Like you'll be in Louisville?
Yeah.
Great. Louisville is happening. That starts Friday, February 27th. He's in there that weekend. Go check that out. Caravan Comedy Club. Great spot.
Louisville.
Love that one.
Louisville.
And then other stuff, maybe some shows in Florida. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Port Charlotte
and Fort Lauderdale.
Beautiful this time of year, both places. Get over there for sure. And then, Minneapolis, before we know it, in March, you're going to be in Minneapolis, GregWarrenComedy.com. So check those out. I've got my, Westport Plaza Funny Bone right here in St. Louis. The headlining shows means a ton to me. Just do it once a year. If you guys can come out, I'd love it. February 19th, 20th, and 21st. Those tickets are cheap. They're on sale now. TimConveyStuff.com or StLouisFunnyBone.com. Please come see me. Come out to those shows. It's going to be a really, really great time. GregWarrenComedy.com, TimConveyStuff.
Bang up, Jeff.
Sean, you plugging anything?
Well, we're shooting this a little early. So I think I'm with you in Louisville.
There you go. That was good. Yeah you great. Got it. Great it's time. Not easy.
And you guys are headed to the airport here shortly. When you go to Lambert, do me a favor.
Bring in...
Take some of this.
Maybe we'll sneak it through security.
Pour it out. No, pour some out. Pour out some Listerine. That's what we're going to do.
Just splash the plane with it.
For the Lamberts, like a
blessing.
Made things happen.
This is for my dead Lamberts. We are the consumers. You have the right to charge your phone.